All right, Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, our final hour. It's Open Phone Friday. So we open them up, let you comment on anything you would like to in the world of sports that we covered all week. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, is driven by Hyundai. Get a chance to welcome in now a gentleman who is, if you have the Big Ten Network on your satellite or your cable system, you see him hosting several of the shows there. Get a chance to spend a few minutes with Dave Revson this fine Friday afternoon. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, Vinny. Ron, how are you guys?
Good. There's a little chill in the air here in Pittsburgh. It feels like it's the football weather already, huh?
Yeah, we've got the same thing going on in Chicago, and I got to say, it fires me up. I mean, my feeling about Midwest, and I guess you guys are a little more east, but the only problem with fall in this part of the country is my experience is it's inevitably followed by winter. But the fall is delightful. You can't beat it.
Yeah, it's great. Everything turns colors. The kids come out in their jerseys, and everybody is pumped up.
Dave, yeah. What should Pitt fans expect from Iowa tomorrow?
Well, a wounded team, a somewhat embarrassed team, I think. You know, that's a heated rivalry with Iowa State, and it is one of those. Kirk Ferentz has had a lot of issues with Iowa State. He's had a lot of trouble beating them during his time in Iowa City, even though the Hawkeyes historically, obviously, are the far better team. You know, a team that scored 41 points and still lost, that is the most points they have ever scored in school history in a loss. I know it's an overtime, so that throws things off a little bit. But still, you know, they've been playing football for a long time at Iowa. They gave up a lot of yards. I think they're going to be embarrassed on defense. I just don't think it's a great defense this year. You know, they have a veteran coordinator in Norm Parker who's been there as long as Ferentz has been there. He is one of the great minds of college football defense, but they lost so much off this defense from last year. And, you know, we go around, Jerry DiNardo and Howard Griffith and I do, and we watch practice at every one of these schools in the preseason. And we came away from Iowa. We always go there and think, well, the defense will be fine. This is the first time in our 5 years on the air that we've gone there and thought they may have some problems on defense, not because the scheme's bad, but because they just don't have the players.
And with the 60 minutes of hurry-up offense that Todd Graham wants to run, how does that match up against what we're going to see in Iowa?
Well, I think that might be a challenge for the Hawks just because the issue with Iowa on defense is they don't have great depth. And so, you know, if you can kind of beat them down a little bit in terms of running a lot of plays and running them quickly, that might cause them some problems. I mean, I know that's been Todd Graham's style, you know, at Tulsa and at Rice, and I think that may be a bit of a challenge for Iowa.
It's Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan with Vinny and Cook.
You talk about their defense not necessarily being strong. Pitt's defense has had trouble stopping just about everything these first two games. Is this a typical Iowa team that just will line up behind those big offensive linemen and try to beat you to death?
Well, Ron, they have one outstanding offensive lineman. I mean, I think a guy who might be the highest chosen player in the NFL draft in the Big Ten, and Riley Reiff, who's their left tackle, who really is phenomenal. Running back has been a bit of an issue. They had a lot of attrition after last year. They had some guys with some off-the-field issues. And then they had a true freshman who they really liked named Mikhail McCall, who got hurt in the first game. So they are basically down to one guy who's really good, a kid named Marcus Coker, had a huge game in the bowl game last year in their inside bowl win over Missouri. But if he gets hurt, they're in real trouble, and he's kind of been their workhorse, and he's had a little bit of trouble holding on to the football here in these first two games. The quarterback is very good. You know, I know Ricky Stanzi got a lot of publicity nationally, and people knew about him, and he went down in that game against Northwestern a couple years ago, and Iowa's season kind of went with him. The kid that they've got is a kid named James Vandenberg. He's got a really good arm. And he can make all the throws. And they've got a couple very good receivers. This kid Marvin McNutt is fabulous. And then Keenan Davis has come on pretty nicely. So it is a fairly traditional Iowa attack. Again, somewhat like the defense, there's not a ton of depth. And I think that's what makes us a little different than some Kirk Ferentz teams.
With Todd Graham, and Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network is with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. With Todd Graham having three Michigan assistant coaches on his staff, guys that were from Michigan, does that knowledge, you think, Dave, give them a little bit of an edge or any edge at all actually in this contest?
Well, the one thing I'll say is there is no team that does things as consistently the same way as Iowa does, year in and year out. I mean, when you face an Iowa team, you know exactly what you're getting. Ken O'Keefe's been the offensive coordinator since the moment Kirk Ferentz got there, and Norm Parker, who I mentioned earlier, has been the defensive coordinator. There aren't going to be any surprises with Iowa. They're going to run what they run. Those are their systems. So, yeah, I mean, I do think there's somewhat of an advantage. Now, I would say this. You know, every team, especially when you're facing a non-conference opponent, you watch every game on film anyway. Right. So they would have figured that out, that this is kind of what they do. But I think it is, you know, maybe a little bit of an advantage that you have some prior knowledge of them.
Dave, you mentioned Iowa being hurt, embarrassed, stunned team a little bit. We got another one in our area from the Big Ten, Penn State. Which I'm sure has to be embarrassed and stinging a little bit after the Alabama game last week. Penn State really not competitive in that game. How do you see them bouncing back, not just this game against Temple, but this season?
Well, I got to say that when we went to Penn State in the preseason, I mean, I think our feeling was that they were kind of a middle-of-the-pack team in that leaders division, you know, that Wisconsin is clearly better. I think Illinois might be better, and I think Ohio State might be better. You know, I think Penn State's in that mix with Illinois and Ohio State, maybe not quite at their level. And so I guess I wasn't that shocked to see what happened against Alabama. I just think that, you know, offensively, they just don't have great playmakers. And, you know, I thought their defense gave a representative effort. I don't think it's a great Alabama offense. I mean, I think that's an offense that's going to kind of beat people by stopping them and then kind of boring them to death on offense this year. But I guess this is kind of what I thought we were going to get from Penn State. I mean, I think they're about what they were last year.
Dave, Ohio State, I want to switch over to them for a second, too, and talk a little bit about all the controversy, everything that's gone on at Ohio State. How's that all shaken out there? I mean, it seems like it almost eerily quiet from Ohio State.
Well, I think they're kind of back to this is what we do. You know, I think there was no one more relieved, Vinny, to start football season than the players at Ohio State and Luke Fickell and probably all the way up to Gordon Gee, the president of the university. I mean, let's just play some football and forget about all this off-the-field stuff. The problem this week is they're obviously going to be reminded of it throughout this entire build-up to the game because they're playing Miami, and they were the other school that had a lot of controversy.
Yeah,
talk
about the sanctions bowl, huh?
Yeah, that seems to be what some people are calling it. So, yeah, I mean, look, you know, the best thing that can happen to Ohio State is playing games and winning games. Again, this is a pretty young team. They still have a lot of guys being held out. They'll get three players back this week, a couple of whom are key contributors. Jordan Hall, who, as you guys probably know, is a Western Pennsylvania kid and played with Terrell Pryor in high school. They also get one of their better defensive backs back in Travis Howard. Those guys were suspended for a different incident than the tattoo deal. So they get those guys back this week, but they're still a little bit shorthanded. And I think it's a huge game for Ohio State because I think Miami's not a great team, and I think you have to kind of send a message that we are a team to be reckoned with. And I think the way you do that is you go on the road and you beat Miami.
Dave, we're down to our last couple minutes. Conference expansion is a topic again, and the last time the Big Ten was at the forefront, bringing in Nebraska, now Oklahoma seems to be the key in the SEC. Where do you see the Big Ten coming out of this whole thing, or do you think they're done with 12, or could you see them expanding down the road?
I guess my sense is just kind of along the lines of what Jim Delaney has said all along. You know, he had a quote that he gave to the New York Times a couple weeks ago that I thought really very succinctly summarized his position, which is, you know, in the Big Ten, we're about quality, not quantity. And you guys know what a home run Penn State has been, obviously. I think Nebraska is going to be the same way. I mean, you're talking about their last two expansions have been two of the eight winningest programs in the history of college football. And I think that if they look to expand, it will only be because there is a team that they think can add that kind of quality to the Big Ten. And if there is such a team, then perhaps you go after it. If there isn't, then I think you feel really good about what you've got with 12 teams, with the championship game, and with all the things that come along with that.
Dave, it's nice to spend some time with you. Thanks so much for jumping on with us, man.
All right, Vinny. Ron, good to talk to you guys. Thank you.
All right, same here. Thanks a lot. Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network.